Hour number two, hashtag fastest 4 hours in radio, rolling right along here on 104.5 The Zone. It is the J. Mart and Ramon radio program, live and in color on 104.5 The Zone TV, which you can get via YouTube, via Periscope, via Facebook Live, via Twitch. We're in a couple of the rooms right now.
Yeah, we're there.
Just watching the shenanigans going down. That's 11-year NFL veteran involved for life, Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer. 15-year rap battle veteran from 9 Mile.
Woo-hoo! 9 Mile, one exit up, huh?
Exactly, one exit up.
Yeah. I didn't know that one. Wow.
Keep it a secret.
He doesn't really look like the type, but those are the ones you got to watch out for.
Was it on his Wikipedia page?
Nope, I took it out of the Wikipedia page. Didn't need to brag.
Schaefer is the classic example of the dude that lives next door to you where you're like, I had no idea. He was super nice to me and my kids. He actually brought pesto chicken over to the house.
Pesto, he made it
when
himself.
Little Harrison was sick.
They wondered why there was meat hooks hanging from the ceiling in the basement.
Okay, put the lotion in the basket.
Mm-hmm. You said... What's hilarious, and it's not hilarious because it's something tragic that happens usually, but the neighbors never know.
Never know.
The neighbors never know.
I mean,
know.
Sure, I saw him carrying 8 different trash cans out every week. I just thought, guy had a lot of garbage in his life. Had no idea it was limbs.
He told us he worked at the local food pantry. I was like, what? You didn't get...
They were duffel bags, not body bags.
I said food pantry. I mean, I noticed there was a sticker that said blood bank on the back of his car. It said county mortician on the back of the car. Never thought.
Never thought that he's not even registered by the BBB.
With a lotion in the basket.
I tend to think you should know enough about your neighbors, but not too much. Let me. I'm going to call somebody out, though, real quick. Then we'll get to these phone calls.
Go ahead.
Everybody in the neighborhood's pretty nice in the neighborhood I live in. I won't tell you which neighborhood because there's no reason to call anybody out.
Hashtag Brentwood money.
Yeah, whatever. We know some of them. We got one of them that was checking in to see, hey, is there a good nanny? You know, all that kind of stuff. And now more people care because we've got Margo and we've got CG. So everybody, we know their names more now. Ever since we got a dog, now we know everybody in the neighborhood. Yep. Before that, nobody cared. So, nothing? Okay, I was giving you the cadence.
No, you weren't. It wasn't.
Yes, I was. I looked dead at you as soon as I said it.
I was looking at Ramon dying over in the
dying
corner.
Dying right now, man.
All right, so here's the deal. You don't have to know me. You don't have to know anything about me. You don't have to know what I do for a living. You don't have to know what my favorite food is. You don't have to know what kind of car I drive. You don't have to know how many hours I spend watching Sherlock on Netflix. You don't have to know what my favorite dish is. You don't have to know that I'm a coffee aficionado. You don't have to know anything about me whatsoever. But if you jog or you run or you walk down the street and you see me on the other side of the road with my dog and I wave at you, raise your damn hand.
This really pisses me off.
One gal, yeah. Right? A couple houses down from us.
Yeah.
She will not make eye contact with me or Abby.
Nothing.
Her husband, like, he'll say, like, a little basic, like, then that's fine. Like, I do that half the time. Because I end up saying the same thing. Somebody's jogging by or I'm jogging. Like, I was carrying groceries yesterday. Yeah. I ran to the grocery store and walked back. That was kind of the cool down period.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking back to, like, a gallon of water so everybody thinks I'm gallon water guy. And a couple of grocery and like a dude comes by on a bike. He goes, boy, you really exercising today, right? I'm like, yep, pretty much. Taking advantage of this nice weather. He goes, yep. Like, that's the conversation.
That's just keep it moving.
The basic conversation.
Keep it moving, man.
So then, but I see her later in the day. We're walking CG.
Yeah.
Nothing, man.
Nothing.
Like, I mean, she like beelines it to where she intentionally avoids, like she's afraid of other human beings. And she could be the nicest person in the world, but I'm like, you need to move out of our neighborhood. Like, get out of here. Like, everybody, why do you have to be hateful? Like, all you got to do is this. It doesn't mean I'm going to engage you in a lot. I promise you, there might be no one on planet Earth that dislikes small talk more than me. The thing about it is I'm kind of good at it because I know how to do it, but it feels so awkward and forced. I'd rather just not talk to you.
So she's really, She's you waving at her, and she's just giving you not even a head nod.
Nothing, man. Like, I'm talking like
stoic.
And you can tell she doesn't even have earphones in some of the time, and she's just running by, and I'll just look over at her like, acknowledge my existence, please.
Like, screw you. You get nothing, and you will like
just,
it.
Like, interpersonal communication. And at least talk to my wife. Like, okay, maybe you don't want to talk to the opposite sex. I get that, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
there's something to that. All right, Henfoot, get out of the Twitch. It's because you look funny. Get out of the Twitch. I knew that was coming. It didn't take that long.
Henfoot, who raised you, man? It's not what we
do. Let me tell you who doesn't look funny. My wife. And nothing. I even asked her. I was like, how long have you lived here? Because she lived there a long time before we got married.
Yeah.
And she's like, never spoken to her.
Never.
She will not acknowledge anybody. God, ever. Hey. I've never seen her have a conversation with anybody. But she'll be outside. But she'll just act like you don't exist.
Dog. I really don't know what to tell you. Like, I got older neighbors, young neighbors in my neighborhood, and everybody speaks. They
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what makes it so off-putting to me is everybody does it except this one person.
Safe. Can I get the bit real quick if I can be serious for a minute?
If I can be serious for a
minute.
I don't
like that you're calling for that so often.
It's because it's so good, okay? And I'm usually playing around on this show, but today, if I can be serious about this one second. Shafe and I live on the north side of town where everybody waves at each other. Right, Shafe?
Yeah, pretty much.
We cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Some of the gang is in here. All right? H-Town, G-ville, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call in Gallatin and Henderson.
Well, sure. We call it something else, but we can't say that.
We can't call that, okay?
Oh, I know
it's
what you're
one of them.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
I just had to think about it, but I figured it out. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. But this is the thing. I've lived in Brentwood, Franklin, okay? In a neighborhood, probably similar to yours. I stayed there for 8 months before we ended up buying our crib in H-ville, okay? Probably met one neighbor the entire time.
I mean, we know the whole neighborhood. Like, what? We know everybody.
But I'm just saying, y'all different down on the south side.
I don't think we are.
Y'all different on the south side, man. It's all too much cash out there, Shafe. Too much cash out there, dog. Like, hey.
The up north side, we in it together.
We in it together, man.
They hate us. Because they ain't us. Brandon in Brentwood. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, what's going on?
There we go.
Hey, fellas. How we doing today?
Good, man. All right, Brandon. Good morning.
So I just wanted to chime in on the Farley stuff. You know, obviously, I want players on the team I'm a fan of to be confident, and I love that, and everybody on the team has that. There's two positions where I want a player to be irrationally confident, and that's wide receiver and cornerback.
Yes, sir.
I want them to think they're the best players on the planet. They're the best players on the field. If they get burned one play, it doesn't matter because the next one they're going to go get a pick or they're going to go deep for, you know, a 50-yard touchdown pass. I want wide receivers and quarterbacks to believe they are the greatest thing to ever grace a football field. Mm.
I got you. I got to cut you off just because you sound like you're underwater.
You're going in and out, Brandon. You got to get those
Brentwood
towers.
I know what you're generally saying.
They must be working on their new Brentwood towers out there. That's all.
Stop it, man.
That or his phone's underwater.
Let me ask you one other quick question about your waving etiquette. I was thinking about this yesterday in my golf lesson. So, like, waving, it gets annoying to have to wave at everybody, but you wave it. I wave at every car because that's just kind of how the neighborhood is. They wave at you. You wave at them. You've got Margo. I'm trying to make sure she's not in the road. All this kind of stuff, right? But do you give the, like, full-on wave, or do you give the golfer just tapped it in for par wave?
It's the
where you're just kind of like I'll see somebody. I barely make eye contact. Like, the classic is, like, the Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, like, and you just keep on going, and the head's still down the whole time.
If it's another dude, you can do the head nod and do the sup.
Yeah, I've done that many times.
Yeah, the head nod gets everything done.
The head nod really solves all problems.
Yeah, big time.
Mr. Gardock, watching 104.5 The Zone on Twitch, says, is this dude chewing on quarters? That was that last call. That was just a bad connection.
It was a bad connection.
I have a feeling his mouth was moving away.
Head and heart, we call it a missed connection. Mm. John in the Burrows up next. John, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? Hey. First time caller. Really enjoy the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
You were talking about daily devotionals.
Yes.
I found that Tony Dungy's Uncommon Daily Devotional is spot on, especially for somebody like me that's not a big reader. He puts in football, God, how to be a better man. The book itself, Uncommon, is probably one of the greatest books I've ever read. I don't know if y'all guys have read that or not.
I haven't. I don't know if you have the YouVersion app, but there's actually a college football devotional on the Bible app through YouVersion. You should check that out as well. It's like stories of Todd Blackledge and Tim Tebow and all this kind of stuff that actually happened that relate to Scripture. You might really enjoy that one as well, but I'm going to put the Tony Dungy one on my list. I know what kind of a guy he is, and so I imagine that is good. The only problem with a lot of devotionals that come from people like that is many times there's not much Scripture in it. It's just like life affirmation kind of stuff. So I need the hardcore stuff in addition to that. So, but I'll check it out and see what's going on with it.
Well, with this, he has Scripture on every day.
Okay,
and
that's
then he
good.
Has something football related to that. But yeah, it's definitely something you want to check out. But that book, Uncommon, not the devotional, but the Uncommon book.
Yeah,
you definitely need to read that. It is fantastic. It tells about his life story and how he met his wife and how to treat women and sports. And man, it's one of those you pick up, you can't put down.
Hey, John. When you're out, also just to, you know, speaking of how to treat people, do your neighbors wave at you too?
You know what? Some neighbors do, but I've found by having several bad neighbors and neighbors that always wanted to be in your business that sometimes the neighbors that don't wave are quite a blessing.
That's a fair point, John. I appreciate that call, and I'm gonna write that down. 615-737-1045 737-1045. What's your waving etiquette? I literally want to know at this point in time. In your neighborhood, are you in a wave neighborhood or are you in a serial killer neighborhood?
Caleb Farley about your waves.
Are you in a social media neighborhood or an actual neighborhood where there's interpersonal communication or where you talk behind screens? I wonder if Abby gave her our phone number, if she would text us even though she won't acknowledge that we exist in actual real life.
Talk about obsession.
I don't care. This is the petty answer where you're just kind of like, look, it doesn't bother me. It's just funny though.
It's just funny.
615-737-1045. What is your waving etiquette in your neighborhood? We'll be right back. Jay Martin, Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Little Vol flavor coming back here. Celebrity Playlist Friday. Today we're giving you some of the greatest hits from playlists of yore. This one from Joey Kent. My pal, my partner on the Tennessee Tailgate Show for several years now. One of the nicest dudes on planet Earth.
Yeah.
And receiving records at Tennessee, they're going to hang on for a long time.
You cold, man.
You know, I was thinking about it while we don't have Joey on the show more, and then I realized with as petty as we are, we'd be bringing Joey down.
Dude, he comes on from time to time, but Joey's got himself a life. And he's got a family, and I've learned that. I've learned how that all works.
I've been telling you for the longest, man.
A lot of things change.
They change.
Real fast.
That whole mantra I keep saying, when you have kids, when you're doing it right, and my wife even said, when you're doing it wrong, your life ain't your life no more, man.
No.
All them series that I want to watch, free time.
I did hear something really interesting. We'll get to a couple of these phone calls here in a second. I heard something really interesting yesterday. I heard there was a piece in New York Times from a woman who had a child when she was 25. Mm-hmm. And she was basically saying, I'm glad that I didn't wait. I'm glad that I became a mother early in my life. I'm glad all this kind of stuff. And the point that she makes, I think, is really apt. She says, being able to die to yourself, die to your own self-interest and all that kind of stuff, and basically hand over everything to someone else is liberating.
Mm-hmm.
It's freeing. And all of a sudden, it's only her schedule that matters. It's your child's schedule that matters. Your schedule doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gets more complicated, but it also gets more simplified because the things that you care about at that point in time are valid and important, as opposed to all the stuff in your own head about you.
Yep.
You don't have the time to be selfish, and the responsibility that starts flowing through you just kind of cuts you out of the equation. And I've found that out. Like, I've forgotten to eat and stuff like that because I'm just worried. I'm looking at other things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a beautiful thing, though.
Yeah. No, it is. I enjoy fatherhood parenting. I do. As we get into this, I know, and we're not about to go in this box either, okay? But to that point, though, 100% correct. And you know what? With that whole idea of I've embraced the idea. You know what, Mo? You're probably just not going to get much sleep these days because you're either going to be at a ballpark, at a practice, at a training session with the kids or something. And that is beautiful, too, because guess what? As she said, having your kids young, as Keisha and I did, though, we get an opportunity to dive into them and then pour back into each other later.
Also thought another point. It wasn't made in the piece. It was made by the person I was listening to talk about the piece. Is that if you have children when you're young, then your marriage and everything else, you're going through life together, mm-hmm. as opposed to the child becoming the capstone
yeah.
on a life that you've, where you're just entering it into a life you've already fully formed. Now, for us, we didn't have that option
because,
mm-hmm. unfortunately, we didn't meet each other. But you know what? Right. Not unfortunately. We met each other at the exact right time.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of stuff before that that, you know, we did it out of sequence to some degree,
mm-hmm.
but we did it right. And so we have to do it the way that we have to do it. But I thought that that was interesting. But definitely parenting kind of changes. I think anybody out there listening right now that's been a parent can understand every day is just another day where I'm dying a little bit more to me,
mm-hmm.
where I have to look for ways to love Abby better because the cues aren't as obvious, and where I have to continually look for ways to love my daughter better because – I'm all she's got.
Mm-hmm.
Abby and I are all she's got. So I don't have the time to worry about the television shows I'm missing or all of that kind of stuff or the second cup of coffee I don't have time to make anymore. All that stuff, it goes by the wayside, and the trade-offs are certainly worth it. Let's go to Josh in Smyrna. Josh, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. I love the show. I love what you guys are doing. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Josh.
Hey, I got two things. The neighbor thing where they don't want to talk to you. How about when you open a door for somebody and they just walk through without saying anything? How about that?
I've seen people almost fight over that, man.
Sorry about that, Josh.
I think he had another point, but yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's demerit.
Demerit for cutting people off, pretty much.
No, I've seen people on social media like almost get into a fight over that, man. Like, you're not going to say thank you? Yeah, that's the worst right there. Just walk right on in. Mask or no mask, you're supposed to say either the head nod or I appreciate you or something.
That reminds me of Ted Lasso, where he's holding the door for like 30 yes. seconds for the owner yes. to come through.
Anything that reminds you of Ted Lasso is worth reminding you of Ted Lasso. Josh in Hendersonville is next. Josh, go right ahead, brother.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I drive a 30,000 to 60,000-pound trash truck through a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I wave, and I expect you to wave back. And here's my reasoning. I want you to understand that I see you, and I know that you're there. But I also want you to recognize the fact that there's a big truck driving around your neighborhood, and that you also acknowledge that I am there. And for me, I think it's a safe thing. You know, if Jason's out jogging around, he knows, hey, you know what? I don't want to jog around this car on the outside because there's this big truck coming through here. So, you know, a lot of times I go by and people just completely ignore because it's the trash guy, but I would like you to acknowledge my existence.
I'm with you. And I tell my trash man what up every time I get an opportunity to see him.
That job deserves my respect.
100%. The trash man, have you ever been to a point to where your trash is overflowing? And
dude, the worst ooh, for us, ooh. The worst for us is when the recycling is mm-hmm. overdone.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've got to make the extra trip to the recycling center.
Wow.
But that guy, when he comes the second Thursday of every month,
yes,
he's my favorite human being on planet Earth.
Yeah.
And now that I've got diapers in a trash can, that dude's my favorite guy every week.
Yeah, I wouldn't. What day yours come on?
Thursdays.
Oh, it's come on Tuesday. I don't know which one is better, Thursday or Tuesday, because Thursday you're going into the weekend. Tuesday you're coming out of the weekend better.
Thursday's the worst day to walk, Margo. Because she smells all the trash cans outside, and she even smells them after they're gone. It's the worst day.
It's a sport for her.
It's a disaster.
It's a sport for her, man. At least, I bet you the neighbors waving Margo, though.
Adrian, I asked a question on Twitter, at J Mart Radio. You can follow at Ramon Foster, at Schaefer on Sports, at J Mart and Ramon, and at J Mart Radio. I said, so what's your waving etiquette? Are you in a wave neighborhood? Or nobody makes eye contact, and then when you wave, do you really wave, or do you do the PGA tap in for par wave? And so we got a lot of people saying, let's see, Adrian tweets us and says, people who don't do this are rude and bad neighbors. Always the two-finger wave from Matt. When people don't return the wave, I know they're not from here, so I can steer clear. Same goes for the courtesy wave in traffic. I'll let you over or out of a parking lot, and I don't get a wave, I'm going to be furious.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that, like, when you get over, somebody lets you over,
yeah,
and you're like, have I waited too long, or should I still throw up this deal? Like, there was enough space for me to go in? Or the best, this is the petty one. They're not going to let me in. I get in anyway,
mm-hmm,
and then I do this.
Yep.
You throw the hand up and you wave at him, but really you're saying, thanks for nothing. Holler at your boy. I still got in front of you.
Still got in front of you.
Scott says, minus one of my neighbors in Smyrna, we do the golf wave.
What's the golf wave?
The golf wave, again, is just a...
Ah, that ain't bad right
no,
there,
no, no, it's just, that's just common courtesy. But it's that was, like, I recognize that you exist on this street.
If I see the golf wave, I'm thinking you really don't want to have a conversation. The quick two deuces, yeah, I'm not, eh.
It says, we do the golf wave and all chat with one another. We did that when I grew up in Old Franklin as well. Guts, grace, glory is a good devotional for men. So he's dropping that as well. A lot of people sending us devotional. That's the content I'm here for,
that's
right
what
there.
That's we're here for, baby.
That's absolutely fantastic. Zach in the Burrows next. Zach, go right ahead.
What's up, Zach?
I wanted to respond to the garbage guy, and to all those people in Nashville, tip your garbage bin. They will take everything for you. They will take care of you. They're awesome people. That's all I got, fellas. I just heard them call in, and I had to say, tip the garbage men. They're the great people. We love them. Thank you.
Thanks, Zach.
That ain't a bad idea.
No, it's not.
You take care of people that do stuff like the dirty work for you, literally, in that situation.
That's one of the things I heard about Mike Vrabel. One of the things that Coach Mack told me about Vrabel when he first got the job that Dave McGinnis paid attention to,
mm-hmm,
is that unlike some other coaches that he's, you know, dealt with in the league, pretty sure, probably unlike Ken Whisenhunt when he was here.
Ooh.
No, I don't know for sure. Mike Vrabel made it a point to, like, know the caterers,
mm-hmm,
know the cooks, know all of those people that sometimes you just step over as you're going through your life.
Yeah.
Vrabel was like, hi, I'm Mike Vrabel. I want to know your name.
Yeah.
And it's also part and parcel of being a CEO of a franchise, which is basically what a head coach is at that point in time. It's like, you have to know all those things. The people that make your travel arrangements, you need to have a good relationship 100%. With those people. You need to know their families. You need to know their kids. Like, you don't have to spend a bunch of time with them, but hey, how's little Johnny doing? Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Vrabel made it a point to know people in that building. And I think that's important. It's the same thing as all the people that come on your street that, you know, the UPS driver.
Yep.
That seems to be the same one that's always delivering stuff to our house. The Amazon Prime driver, the mail carrier, all that kind of stuff. Like, those are thankless jobs.
Yes, they are.
That are super important to our day-to-day existence.
I'll tell you one as Munchak. I'll tell you this, Titans fans, listen up. When you guys let go of Mike Munchak, he became our offensive line coach in Pittsburgh, we rejoiced, okay? And not in multiple ways, all right? That guy is a legend, and he deserves to have a job anytime he wants one. He should be in the Hall of Fame as a coach also. Let me throw that out there, too. But I'll just say this. He was a guy that took that approach. With us, he didn't mind finding us, and it wouldn't be crazy, but I'll say this. When it got closer to the holidays and Christmas, somehow our fines got a little bit higher and a little bit more often because at times – we would get fined, and you know what he would do? Donate the money to the cooks, the cleaners, the custodians around the facility. At one point in time, we probably have like over $15,000 in fines, and guess what he'd do? Break it up. He's like, get it to the cafeteria workers, to the training staff, because that's what you do for people that do thankless stuff, picking up your dirty socks and all that type of stuff. Yes, Friday appreciation. That's the feel-good for the day right there.
This is the pettiest, but I love this. Rocky tweets us, when I hold the door for someone and they don't show appreciation, I always voice, you're welcome, Majesty. Have a great day.
That's the type of stuff.
Where's the championship belt? We got to bring it back in here. That one's on the short list right there. Adam and Franklin's next here on J. Martin Ramone. Adam, what's going on?
What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's up, guys? Well, I'm waving. I'm weighing on the waving etiquette.
Sure.
So I live in a new suburb, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little over a year old. Everybody's super friendly, right?
Yeah.
Facebook group, kind of have a block party. We have this one neighbor. I'll call him Earbud Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Earbud Guy walks every morning and every afternoon. So Earbud Guy walks right by my driveway, where I'm clearly in the driveway with my children. I'm like, guys, wearing a big up hand up from the hip over the head wave. Hey, man, what's up? Eyes straight down, keep strolling.
Wow. Man.
Wow. Out.
In front of your kids, man.
Yes. So, this is not the first time this has happened. That's why I gave the such exaggerated, hey, you're going to wave at me wave. Right?
Yeah.
At this point, I'm being pretty petty. So I'm like, that's cool. Be like that. That's all right. So the next time I'm leaving to work in the morning, here he comes up the sidewalk. I know he sees me. I see him. I give the wrist over the steering wheel, three fingers up wave.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. Yeah.
I know that one.
Still cold, stare down, pretend like you don't see me. I've had it at this point. I lay on the horn. He finally looks up. I give an emphatic, big smile, open hand, Forrest Gump wave. How petty can I be? That petty. You're welcome, guys.
Hey, man.
Oh, man. Spray him with the hose next time he walks by, man.
Straight up.
Because here's the thing. Earbud guy might be listening to J. Martin Ramon right now. You know who you are. If that's you,
call in.
Seriously, stop, man. Like, it doesn't require all that much of you. Like, nobody wants to get engaged in a conversation with you because your earbud head down guy, you're probably an awful person.
Like, you see me.
You could be a great dude, but no one's going to know it. But I don't need to know about your life. That's fine. But, you know, if somebody's going to give you a giant wave, the least you can do is acknowledge that they exist in the same temporal plane that you do.
Yeah.
Just look over at them and just attaboy them real quick. Even just.
All right, cool.
It takes like half a second.
Sean Henry of the Predator says he's Forrest Gump, full on wave guy. Fact. Sean is.
Hand on the hip, Forrest Gump. Now,
that's this number. That's more than I'm doing right there.
Yeah, that's the elbow, like 180 degree type of wave.
Yeah.
You gotta get arthritis.
That's when you need Tommy John surgery.
That's what's going. You develop arthritis and Tommy John after waving like that.
Auntie Aaron says, or when the cashier doesn't speak at the end of the interaction, I'll smile and say, you have a nice day too, and walk away.
I can't lie. I'm a serial waver, and how you doing? I'm terrible with it. Probably too much, man. I almost talk to walls at times, but yeah.
I will say that, like, if a car's coming by and I know that we really aren't going to be able to make eye contact, a lot of times I'll just do the.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, I've made a move that lets you know that I see you,
see that.
But there's not really any reason to engage in this any further right now.
You know what's aggravating, though? What's super aggravating? So coming around New Shackle Island, there's a curve right there, okay? And sometimes it can get backed up. And let's say I'm the vehicle that's coming up to this road, and you guys know where I'm at for all of my Hendersonville, Sumner County. It's the Drake's Creek turn. If a car is coming away and they're trying to turn left on Drake's Creek, and let's say I'm creeping and I flash my high beams for you to turn and you don't get road etiquette that I'm allowing you to turn because there's 30 cars behind you waiting for you to turn down Drake's Creek, you go read a book about road etiquette, okay?
Road etiquette's a completely – that
– I flash my high beams.
Subscribe to our new podcast.
Oh, my God.
Etiquette or What Is Wrong With You. Get it wherever you get your podcast. No, but you can't get J. Martin Ramon if you've missed any part of our show today. We got Jeff Schwartz. We got Mike Sando. And we got Andy Staples. All still to come in the back half of the program. We'll take more of your calls on waving etiquette and neighborhood etiquette when we come back. 615-737-1045. Also, a lot of comments coming in on 104.5 Zone TV about this. A lot of comments coming in on Twitter.
Twitch.
We'll read some of those, too, when we come back. It's Jason Martin, Ramon Foster, Jonathan Chafer, boys with you until 10 here on 104.5 The Zone. Is this Slay? 3-6 Mafia made sense. I think I remember him mentioning this when we talked to him after the fact. He wanted to get them in, the Memphis in here, the Tennessee in here. Wow. It's J. Martin, Ramon here on 104.5 The Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. On Twitter, at JMart and Ramon. Picture me polling. We always put the new hotness against the champ. Loud muffler guy won that guy, but we put in earbuds head down guy. And I'm telling you, the three of us during the break talking, that dude sucks.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
That dude's going out of his way to tell you, I want no part of you in any way, shape, or form. I was that guy in college with a couple of people that were like, the freshman class would come in, they'd and it was broadcasters or whatever, and I'd walk past them like I didn't see them going to class. One of them ended up speaking at my wedding.
That's great. And he let you know.
Never know what kind of interactions yeah. you're missing when you do that kind of thing. I am earbud. I used to be earbuds at the buffet at Ryan's guy.
Just mind your
own. Or earbuds at Golden Corral. Like, I'm gonna listen to this podcast. Just make sure the Diet Coke is filled.
That was you. Hey, I'm
never any conversation, but that's disrespectful too. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody comes over to your table, you should
acknowledge them.
Yeah, acknowledge them a little bit more, and maybe tip them.
Yeah,
might be a thought. Cousin Spencer in the borough. Spencer, go right ahead.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, man.
Hey, actually, I called for some advice from the Kings of Petty about my neighbor.
Uh-oh.
So I moved to my house about 8 months ago, and not even any neighbor, my next-door neighbor, okay? So it's weird. He doesn't like me, but he likes my wife, and she likes me, but doesn't like my wife. Weirdest thing. So me and this guy leave every day at the exact same time, wave to him every morning. Hey, morning. Nothing. So I got to the point where I'll start verbally saying it. Hey, good morning. How's it going? And he'll look up at me, acknowledge me, and just completely look away.
Wow.
Like, where do I go from here? How do I get pettier? Do I go over every morning?
That's tough, because if he waves to your wife and not to you, first I'm questioning him. Like, hey, partner.
Right?
Don't go down this road. Like, I'm here.
Eyes off that.
I'm here too, okay? Yeah. What do you do in that situation, man? Do you got loud mufflers on your car?
No.
God.
Because I'm not annoying.
And he's annoying
what,
you,
what
though.
What habit would you hate if you knew you and weren't you? What is it that you do that just drives you, or that you're just like, man, if it wasn't me, it would probably drive me insane. But it is me. Like, what's the weird thing that you do?
Oh, man. I don't know. You know what I could do is I could start my car 10 minutes early, roll down all my windows, and blast to you guys.
Yes, 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 yes. Do that.
Yeah, you blast J. Martin Ramon in your neighborhood. Yeah. First off, you're going to make a lot of friends. But that guy's probably a jerk, so he might not be listening.
True.
There you go.
Yeah, he doesn't listen. He listens to, like, NPR or something.
I don't know. We're going to figure this out.
Interrupt his grapefruit and granola with yes. hashtag Petty.
At me on Twitter, and we'll figure this one out.
Yeah, 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 cousin. We'll brain jam this and get back with you, Spencer.
I want to help you on this.
Cronky on watching 104.5 is done on Twitch says, how do I get pettier? That's words to live by.
You ain't wrong, Cronky.
Cousin Spencer asking the question that everyone should ask every morning. You wake up in the morning, you think about, you know, the blessings and grace, and you're like, how can I be pettier today than I was yesterday? Let's go to Cousin Andrew, number
What's
four
up, Andrew?
In Portland. Andrew?
Good morning, fellas. Hey, Cousin Spencer, I can tell you how to get what you need to do. What you need to do is you need to move, because it sounds like you're living next door to a couple of swingers. If one's waving at you, if the female's waving at you and the male's waving at her, I know a realtor. You're listening to one. Call me 281-330-8004. Hey, but for real. So Ramon, you triggered me with this Drake's Creek crap. And what kills me over there, leaving that park, 4 days a week we do this.
Mm-hmm.
And every night there is a police officer at the stop sign, at the intersection, trying to get people out of that park.
Mm-hmm.
And every night you sit in traffic for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize once you get closer to the traffic signals and the traffic cop that people have no clue what they're doing. Because what kills me is the people who have a traffic cop waving them out into the street.
Yep.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. And they still stop at the dad-blasted stop sign. Are you kidding me? You got an officer waving you out and you still need to stop? He's telling you to come on.
Yeah.
So that's one. The other thing that really kills me is people that flash their lights at you when you're going 80 on the interstate in the slow lane, telling you to speed up when there's nobody around you. Go around me. I could keep going, but at the end of the day, boys, it's Friday. I'm going to go be petty somewhere else. Y'all have a good one.
There it is.
Take your wife with you.
Everybody trying to go for this title. Top of the hour, we got Jeff Schwartz, and then we've got Andy Staples, and then we've got Mike Sando in the fourth hour of the show, and I see we've got phone calls as well. I bet Jeff has waving etiquette.
Man.
I want to hear them all as well. We'll find a way. Just hang with us. We're just slam-packed right now. We got guests. We got comments all over the place to this. And how do I get pettier? Words to Live by Kroenke, maybe my favorite comment of the day right now. And Cousin Danny saying he's the president of petty. So we got everybody out here trying to go for the petty championship. It's right behind you if you're watching 104.5 Zone TV.
It's a nice
right over here next to Coach Mack. We'll be right back. Halfway home means we still got halfway to go. That's good for you. Two more hours of us coming up next here on 104.5 The Zone.